KLAS 101.9 CITR. Oh, you're sitting in the beautiful city of Vancouver. Oh, you're listening to Shameless 101.9 CITR. You're listening to Shameless Vancouver.
With the raging synth-hall of Passion Pit tearing through the radio waves on 101.9 FM CITR, it's high time for another Shameless. For your listening pleasure, where we play loads of new music, Passion Pit with the new record Gossamer out in July, and we chat up bands such as tonight is Vancouver's Ape War. I like their style, and you soon will too. Also, since I've been gone, since we last spoke 2 weeks ago, I've been on a trip with my girlfriend across the United States, ending up with a wedding over in West Virginia. But while we were there, we stayed in Brooklyn for a few nights. We made a friend in our hostel. He was from Turkey, there for a film festival. And we stayed up late one night, drinking someone's beer from the fridge, talking about our respective cultures, and he asked me about this one particular Vancouver band that I have never heard of, but I've since become a big fan of. They are Jumbush, with A Little Bit Odd on 101.9 CITR. Shameless.
CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
the latest from Humans off the record Traps. That was Possession on 101.9 FM. CITR, Shameless is the show. And you can catch Humans this Friday live at 560 over on Seymour and Dunsmuir. That's this Friday. Also, our live chat with Ape War is coming up at around 7 tonight. First, though, another band playing this Friday over at the Orpheum is Primus. And coming up now, from one of the last times they were here, the last time I saw them in Vancouver was back in October 2003. From that very show is Primus doing their rendition of My Name is Mud on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. That was Alberta Reports from Vancouver's own Ape War here on 101.9 FM CITR on Shameless. And the songsmiths behind that song are on the line right now, I do believe. Hello, dudes. You there?
It's true.
Nice. Hello. Thanks for having the chat today.
Thank you.
So you guys are jamming right now, are you?
Yeah, we're just setting up our gear and getting warmed up.
Nice. So
in our Steve I runs, my fingers limber.
So first question, Ape War. You started from you guys reuniting from your early 90s punk band, Cosmonauts. What made you guys realize that you could go at it again? Or did you guys always think that there was still something there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't changing. I started listening to music when I was like 11 years old. Now I'm 40. I think there was never a plan to reunite from Cosmonaut. I think just we just jammed one time and it happened. So yeah, no exciting story there, I'm afraid.
How much had changed with the band by the time you had reunited with yourselves?
How much had changed? Well, there's a couple original members who had to move away or quit for various reasons. I think a big thing that's changed is that we're able to write stuff very quickly and easily now, and I think in the earlier incarnation of the band, while the other band completely Cosmonaut, it was kind of like a grievous process trying to get anything together. And you know, every time we jam, we rattle off a couple new tunes, so it just flows a lot better right now. I think
the three of us have lost all our hair.
Yeah, that may contribute insecurity about male pattern baldness.
Lord, I know the feeling. I wear a wig everywhere I go, and I still have all my hair. So, Alberta Report, it's a pretty cool song, named after the magazine. Such a stuffy right-wing publication. How could that inspire such a raw and intense song?
Well, I guess I'm the only surviving Alberta member of the band, and I don't know, I did read BC Report when I was living up in Prince George, and, friend of mine's mom used to get it, and everyone read it at home, and I read some of the most ridiculous things in my life for that magazine, and I can't believe that everyone's mom and dad had it at home, and it was, just a cry out for help, for maybe a little bit something with a little more thought than not...
manufactured, artificial fake news about, super right-wing stuff.
Well, coming from a province that has probably the most dinosaur bones in Canada, and they deny that they exist, and meanwhile they're burning fossil fuels, but they from plankton and stuff, put your head in the sand, I'll dig you up and burn you in my truck.
So much irony, isn't it? It's just irony upon irony. Did you know that one of the editors had to mortgage his house multiple times to keep the magazine funded?
And buy people in the room? Yeah. Well, not everyone in Alberta is stupid.
There's
is the magazine still going? I don't know.
No.
I believe it has morphed into the Western Standard, which could be the subject of a new song. It's got a good name for a song, the Western Standard.
Well, I guess I am the Western Standard.
But Jason is the Western Standard.
And I have a wild rose on the bottom of my bum.
So what was it like getting your music out there? What is it like getting your music out there right now to the people of Vancouver?
You'd think with all the avenues online, it would be easier. But I think there's such a massive amount of stuff that's available that it's really hard to filter. So the tool, there's less legwork physically going from place to place, but there's definitely the same or more work as far as trying to not get lost in the mountains of other stuff that's so easily available. And to be honest, I don't know if we're successful at it or not. Some weeks I get a few new people saying that they like us, and then, you know, lots of time will go by where nothing happens. So I'd say it's not any easier than it ever has been for different reasons. So we appreciate you having us on your show.
Well, it is my pleasure. It's so immediate, yet it's so hard to, like, figure out if it's not being ambiguous success or not, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no direct, you know, if you put on a show and no one shows up, you kind of know. Or, you know, if you sell some records and they never get sold, but you throw stuff on the internet, you know, sure there's counters that say how many people have looked at your website or not, but I don't think it's an accurate overall view of what's really happening with your band. I mean, there's bands out there that don't have much of a web presence at all. One of my favorite local bands is New Sensei, and they don't really update their website much at all, but, I mean, tons of people go to their shows. So it's... they're doing something right, yeah. I think it's just a matter of playing shows and exposing yourself. The wild road, yeah.
It's tough to gauge, but do you have any advice for new bands just starting out?
We're all staring at each other, frankly. I think one of the things that makes us work is that we have no sort of delusions of going anywhere with this. We're doing this for ourselves, and if other people like it, that's cool. And if all it ever is us hanging out and sort of forgetting about work and making a lot of noise, then that's good enough for us. So I'd say focus on just playing what you like play music that you would listen to yourself, and don't worry too much about how it goes, I don't think.
My wife hates the band.
Do you guys have any future plans? I hear you got some vinyl in the works.
Yeah, we're thinking of pressing vinyl. I mean, like I was saying, we sort of come up with songs pretty quickly, so we're probably going to record again soon.
Maybe a double album.
Yeah, put out a double album of all 2-minute songs. There'll be 70 songs on the album. But there's nothing super concrete there. I wouldn't mind doing maybe a split with somebody, but I think the days of CDs are kind of gone. You put stuff out digitally and on vinyl for the collectors. I don't know about you, but I still listen to a lot of vinyl.
Vinyl feels like less of a rip-off when you buy it. I mean, a CD is rip it, and then,
You use it again anyway, right? You pull it off into your computer, and then that's it. But yeah, I agree. Vinyl feels like a tactile sort of part of your, becomes part of your culture almost.
Well, it lasts a lot longer because you can't take it camping.
Yeah.
Might I suggest that be the title of your next double record? You Can't Take This Camping?
Yeah. Noted, yeah.
I'll still have all my records.
Yeah.
Well, this is good.
Can I make a request?
Absolutely.
Can you hear Korean Hard Uncle by K4?
Hey, what a good idea. I think I was going to play that next. Is there a story behind this particular track?
It's a song I sing in Korean. It's about drinking rice liquor and hanging out with old people like my father-in-law.
I love rice liquor. Well, Ape War, this has been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to speak to you again.
Thanks.
As they say in Korea, Yebaseo. I think that means hello.
Hello, Kamsahamnida.
Noon, Zen, yeah! I'm gonna make you mine.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does he know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Shotguns, I seen 12 gauge on pumps, issues, I seen 45 military special with clip on the street, I seen fucking Thompsons, damn Thompson, I seen this shit bad. I've seen hand grenades, I've seen beer can bazookas made. That thing's hitting is just as getting hit with a gun. I seen 22 zip guns. I seen 38 zip guns. I seen, I'll tell you, this is about things that you think you never see on the street. I seen dynamite on the street. I seen all of this. You'd be surprised, man. Pretty soon they're gonna steal the damn atom bomb.
The Hell Noise intro. The latest from Hallelujah off their split with Cartoons here on Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR. Also had some new Japan Droids off their latest Celebration Rock. The track, The Knights of Wine and Roses. Now this whole show I've been talking about a little trip that I took with my girlfriend across the states. This particular trip took us to New York City. We saw a lot of great sights. Before that, the White House, Capitol Hill, the restaurant from Seinfeld, F.E.O. Schwartz, Times Square, and most importantly of all, the greatest location in movie history, the Fire Hall from Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. And I'm pleased to report that it looks exactly like it does in the movies. In fact, just imagine being a firefighter, working away, knowing that you work in the only place that actually has a playset made of it. So in honor of that, right now, we're going to bust out a song about the Ghostbusters from the movie Ghostbusters. They are the busboys, and the track is Cleaning Up the Town on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR. It also details the plot of the movie, in case you've never seen it.
She tossed you like a stone into the ocean.
You make me wanna dance. You make me wanna move. dance, and you know the moves, and you know the moves, 'cause it's our dance, and you know the moves.
basics. Now I'm back, new raps, new hat, amazing.
What you were listening to, the lo-fi punk stylings of Vancouver's own Hot Panda. Here on 101.9 FM CITR, the track Future Markets, some new Heyotion, also some new local stuff from their latest album is the track Make a New Dance Up. Here on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is Shameless. And last time we chatted, I was telling you one little sight that I saw while in New York City. Another site that I saw that I just could not believe. And just having, you know, jet lag, you tend to think you're seeing things you're not really seeing. But while we're wandering around looking for our hostel, we stumbled through Times Square. And what the first thing I saw in Times Square was a rapper by the name of Cannabis, who handed me his CD. It said Cannabis right on. He said, "Hello there, I'm Cannabis." And I'm thinking, is this really Cannabis? Could it be really him? Handing me his Times Square edition, hustling me for a CD. I could barely believe it. So I took it. Not ashamed to admit that I took it. The next day, there's a big story in the news about how, not a big story in the news, but as far as hip-hop goes, a relatively big story about Cannabis choking on stage. How ironic, a rapper named Cannabis choking on stage, doing a freestyle rap battle. Then he consults a notebook of his, which only has offensive words, gestures, you know, sexual orientations, that kind of thing. And he proceeds to spew that out, much to the ire of the internet rap fan community. Personally, I'm just embarrassed and annoyed that I didn't get to ask him these things while I saw him there, but for your listening pleasure, this here is the very CD that I've picked up, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to play this on the radio, I don't care. And then I discovered most of it's basically unlistenable. What do you expect from a CD marked Times Square edition? All the tracks are called track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I'm like, way to put a lot of thought in your CD, Cannabis. Clearly you'd not hear the words of one of the greatest rappers of all time, greatest groups of all time, Gangstar. They knew what they were talking about when they rapped about being here today, gone tomorrow.
Many MCs are misled. Misled by the lies that they pump in their heads. The money and the fame that they're hoping to find will never come close to the scope of my rhyme. Now, some have been successful, but really. And yo, these MCs are clearly not nearly up to this level, or should I say caliber. It's just some hype that the company's selling ya. Cause they'll take a dud talking crud and they'll push him. But in the next year, someone new will just squish him. Cause when you sell out to appeal to the masses, you have to go back and enroll in some classes. So cash in your check, cause it's the last one you get. The tables have turned and now you ain't in effect. So jet to the rear, and you better just follow. Cause what's here today, may be gone tomorrow.
You whack MCs. See you later. You whack MCs. See you later.
Here and gone in a flash. Some make cash while other suckers go broke real fast. Some never make any money, but still they act funny. Like they're thinking they're running. Things wearing rings and medallions. Then listen to their rhymes, one would rather take valiance. Cause swiftness and skills they are lacking. So whilst in the packing, they should have known I'd be taxing and smashing all of their vocals to smithereens. Watching them collecting themselves is a bitter scene. But some find happiness while others find sorrow. And what's here today may be gone tomorrow.
You whack MCs. See you later.
Aboriginal Art History Month is a series of events in June celebrating Aboriginal creativity, scholarship, and intellectual traditions. The events aim to educate and cultivate conversations about relationships, representation, and recognition of Aboriginal peoples. The events, which include film screenings, lectures, and exhibits, explore new dimensions of the Aboriginal experience and examine the different meanings of the term history. We invite you to join us. For more information about the events taking place, please visit aboriginal.ubc.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Victoria's Budokan, Spin a Little Gold, here on Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR, and appropriately, that record was in fact spun, and it's also kind of gold-looking, more like Fruit Roll-Up Orange, if I had to be a color master on that one, and that's cool with me, because it looks kind of tasty. P.S. I Love You before that, from their sophomore record, Death Dreams, also the track Death Dreams, recorded after they toured this whole globe. So, since I don't play enough vinyl on the show anymore, I'm going to dole out one more. This is from the great video game Retro City Rampage. Also, both the game and the music made right here in the home of Retro and Rampage's Vancouver. It is Cleaning Up the Streets, the second track of the night with the name like that. Here on Shameless. We'll be right back. From the ashes of Quebec's La Petite Rose, that was their lead singer, Fanny Bloom, with her self-titled debut off Apprenti Guerrière, which, if you can't read my or understand my hella bilingualism, that was Warrior's Apprentice. And the track was Mon Hiver, which, French for my winter. Yes, I am bilingual. It is on my resume, though probably shouldn't be. Here on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. Had the new release, a release from Wolf, Vancouver's own Wolf. Before that, the track Dennett. And before Folk Oasis takes over the airwaves, I have but one more story about my vacation. The ultimate destination was a wedding in Virginia, an Indian wedding at that. And frankly, this made me realize that my wedding needs to have at least a portion of this flair. Because let me tell you, that was a party that never stopped, and I ate my own weight multiple days in a row. So, also a lot of music at Indian weddings, and the one song I was dying to hear on the dance floor at the reception, the DJ finally spun it. And the bride said, "What? You think you've been at an Indian wedding and not hear this song? This very song?" It was, of course, Jay-Z, Beware the Boys with Punjabi MC. Big thanks to Ape War for talking to us tonight. I'll see you next week for the very final, last ever Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR.
It's the rock in the building. Khalid. Yes. Live from the United States, Brooklyn, New York, it's your boy. As soon as the beat drop, we got the streets locked overseas. A Punjabi MC in the rock. I came to see the mommies in the spot. On the count of three, drop your body like it's hot. One, young, two, you. One, two, three, young hoes. A snake charmer, move your body like a snake mama. Make me wanna put the snake on ya. I'm on my eighth summer, still hot. Young's the eighth wonder. All I do is get bread, yeah, I take wonder. I take one of your chicks straight from under your armpit. The black Brad Pitt, I'm max till 6 in the a.m. All day I'm P-I-M-P. I am simply attached to the track like Simply.